Hello and welcome to Tales of the Prodigal's Elder Brother. I'm Mike Moore. Episode 2, God Hates Knight Rider.
Michael, this is all very confusing.
When people give their testimonies, which is just Christian jargon for telling the story of how they came to be a Christian, they need to be honest, to give details, and not be afraid to cast themselves in an unflattering light. They need to be willing to open themselves up to judgment, to misunderstanding and disapproval, rather than just telling the parts that make them look reassuringly good or that tell a simple, straightforward success story. Usually any disapproval or judging is going to come from people not respecting illegal or embarrassing things that they did. Though it would be the same people not understanding my life choices, in my case, it would tend to take the form of people being outraged to hear the idea that a quote-unquote Christian upbringing does not always work out well for everyone. I'd also take heat from people who didn't like stuck-up, pious people like I was, or bitter, disappointed, unhappy people like I can still be at times. Here's my actual testimony. It's a fair bit longer, and quite a bit less happy. My parents were raised as church-going Christians. They did everything people at their church were expected to. All they had to know was that someone at the church would disapprove of something, and they would never do it. It was as simple as that. They got married in the 60s, but were too religious to have anything to do with all that peace, love, and freedom hippie crap. After waiting a full year after the summer of love was over, they conceived me, and I was born in 1969. In their little house in Smiths Falls, Ontario, Canada, there was a little room in the back that was my bedroom from 1969 to 1976. When I was 3 and a half, my parents explained to me that everyone went to hell unless they accepted Jesus' offer to take us to heaven, which he could offer because he'd shed his blood for us and died on the cross. I went to my room, kneeled down in my bed. After a bit of thought, I realized I didn't know what to say. I went and told them this, and they told me what to say. So I went back to my room, and I said it. I thanked Jesus both for shedding his blood and for dying on the cross for me, and asked him to take me to heaven with Mom and Dad. I told my parents I'd done this, and they told me I'd done a very good thing, and I was baptized in the bathtub not too many years after. It felt good being a Christian. Now I could look anyone at a church in the eye because I was going to heaven too. I was a real Christian, and nothing could take that from me. Other children didn't understand about this sort of thing and just played along or kept a terrible guilty secret that they weren't so sure they were bound for heaven and hoped no one would find out, at least for the time being. When I went to school in 1975, I noticed something. Most parents wanted their kids to fit in, have fun, and be happy. My parents, and many parents from our church, wanted their kids to be different, to be morally better than the regular kids, to stand out, and to know what sorts of fun to view with fear, suspicion, disapproval. You see, unlike the people at school, we were Christians. And not only that, we were real, born-again Christians. We weren't just Catholics or Anglicans or something. We were the real deal. We were heaven-bound, not posers of some kind. How were we better? Here's how we were better. First of all, our doctrine, our theology, our belief system was the right one, the one from the Bible. It was correct in every way, and no other group understood it the way we did, and no other group knew things that we didn't. Secondly, we went to church 5 times a week, 3 times on Sunday, and Tuesday and Thursday nights as well. This is what good people, what serious Christians who cared about Jesus did. Missing these meetings was proof positive that you weren't living properly, that your heart had grown cold towards the things of God. Thirdly, if you made a list of things the average person does for recreation or fun, chances are we tried to please God by abstaining from most of it. Most holidays, pool halls, video arcades, alcohol, tobacco, swearing, dancing, non-Christian music with words, radio, television, movies, professional sporting events, concerts, live entertainment, and of course, games, sports, books, running, swimming on Sunday, overly attractive or fashionable clothing, earrings, piercings, tattoos, or hair dye. We didn't celebrate Christmas, Easter, Halloween, or things like that. By the time I was 5, my dad gave our TV away to a non-Christian person for the good of our family. My parents were concerned about things like the off-color jokes on shows such as All in the Family and MASH. It was understood that although the appeal of pop music was undeniable, Christians didn't really like it as they had their own better music that they had better prefer. We weren't just to abstain, we were to dislike and distrust this stuff as well, because it was satanic. Danger. Short skirts looked awful. Rock music sounded awful. The programs on TV and the movies at the theater were awful and bad for you, too. We were held to a higher standard. Our lives were lived with the assumption that we were living better than just normal people. We were raised to come ye out and be separate from normal people. We were raised to be a peculiar people. I didn't go to sleepovers, parties, and birthday celebrations at the homes of non-church children. In fact, I almost never went into a house that wasn't somebody from our churches, and generally not someone who had a television set, as I'd only embarrass myself by watching it 24/7. I was supposed to hang out with well-behaved kids from my church, but I didn't really find any kids there that I liked hanging out with. I didn't have a clue how to be part of a group of normal kids from school. I certainly didn't go to movie theaters or school dances, video arcades, or anything of that kind as they did, and so either didn't know what to say to them or pump them for information about things that they thought were just fun, normal, everyday things. Things that were, to me, the most exciting and forbidden magical stuff imaginable. Things like Knight Rider, things like Star Wars, stuff I had to picture in my head. For me, growing up, the most defining quality of being a Christian was missing out on the fun stuff that other people did so we could be rewarded in heaven one day. It wasn't like we thought we had to abstain from these things to get to heaven. We felt we had to abstain from these things or else we'd become indistinguishable from people who weren't going to heaven. So I had to miss Knight Rider and the Dukes of Hazzard so people would get the point that I was different from them, that I had something better, all in hopes that they'd want what I had. My friends stayed in and watched the A-Team, and I went to church Thursday night and heard about separation from the world and how silly and misguided the Catholics and other churches were to do and believe the silly things that they did. I think I'm still bitter over that, missing the A-Team when I was 10, I mean. In fact, I know I'm still bitter. I'll let you know how it all worked out for me the next time.
Michael, is this it? The big adios?